I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here it comes.
Glenn Casper.
Davis in the air. Deep left. It is gone. That's a grand slam. Oh, baby.
Cubs TV play-by-play man.
Can you bunt the ball onto Waveland? That's my question.
Way out of here. Hello, Sheffield.
Kevin Hart is here.
I'm going to tell you, because I don't know if anybody else has ever told you, you have an amazing voice, man. Goodness.
Thank you. Like, got to hear him sing.
It's like a dove. If a dove could talk, this is what it would sound like. Yeah, that's it.
Never been told that.
Twitter.com/Len Casper.
Oh, baby, Chris Bryant.
Len Casper, talking Cubs with Molly and Haw.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Kelly Kroll is in this morning for Mike Mulligan, and we're pleased to welcome Len Casper, who joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Len. How was last night for you?
Hey, David, Kelly. Everything's good. Nice win last night, and good to see the offense bust out with that big five-run fifth.
Yes, it was, and John Lester looked like John Lester after a couple of rough outings. He certainly was in command, but everyone's talking this morning about the Wilson Contreras brouhaha, Len, and I don't know if JD has ever threatened to punch another player in the booth like maybe Jeff Francoeur did Wilson Contreras, but certainly their emotions were high. That doesn't surprise anybody who has watched Wilson Contreras. The question would be, do you expect that to carry over and spill into today, because this is a Braves team that's a little chippy, and they also are very good.
Yeah, I mean, three games to go. The benches have cleared, and they had a little disagreement in Atlanta in April as well. And the Braves, as you say, they can get a little chippy at times. I guess I'd be surprised if it continues. I wouldn't say it was a misunderstanding, but I think Flowers may have been taking it more lightly than Contreras was. I think when you're having a discussion with an umpire, the last thing you want to hear is a guy from the other team to chime in. We know Wilson is emotional, and then the next pitch he hits a home run, he's obviously going to be pretty pumped up. So it does happen. I think Kelly did a great job with the post-game interview on our air, and Wilson basically said that, I care about my teammates. I'm not really worried about the other team. And he's a guy you love having on your team. I think he can be a thorn in the side if you're on the other side of it. But the bottom line is he's an all-star caliber player, and he's a Cub. And I think everyone's thrilled that he's not going to take any grief from anybody.
Len, I appreciate you saying that, and also just the way you explained that I thought was really well done. How do you, switching gears for just a second, we brought up earlier in the morning John Lester. How do you evaluate his start and where he is right now? I think the question we were posing is he back? What do you think?
Well, it's been a weird year for John. He got off to that great start, and typically when, guys putting up an ERA of one over any length of time, you might be getting a little luck. He was pitching well, but maybe not that well. And then when it turned around and he started to struggle, I don't think he was pitching as poorly as his ERA would have indicated during that stretch, about seven. So I think the truth is usually somewhere in the middle. Obviously, the home run ball has been a problem for him. I thought he kept the ball down really well last night with launch angle and all of that stuff. Obviously, elevating the ball is what a lot of pitchers are doing, but if you miss your spot, you're going to get hurt. And for John, the other thing is you've got to get those calls on the edges, and I get it. A 1-1 count becomes 2-1, or a 2-0 becomes 3-0. If you don't get the call that you think you should get, it can really put you at a disadvantage. So, you know, I think the stuff generally has been really good this year. He competes so hard, and I think that's the biggest compliment you can pay a guy like John, is that he doesn't crater even when he gets behind in the count and behind in the game. You feel like he's going to battle on every pitch. And there have been a couple of starts where he hasn't been at his best, but he's found a way to get it done and keep his team in the game. And last night, thought he was really good throughout and got out of a couple of jams and held that lead, even when it was 7-0. When the Braves started to threaten and the error was made, I think, in the sixth inning, you know, that thing could have really blown up because that lineup is very deep, and he was able to limit the damage, and that's why the Cubs won the game.
He's Len Casper, brought to you by Miracle, the musical inspired by the Chicago Cubs. And, Len, I really enjoyed you guys working in Doug Glanville into the conversation last night. You guys were talking about the Mets situation and the Mickey Callaway outburst when the Cubs had an outburst of their own and started to score some runs. But I wanted to ask you to spin forward to tonight. Albert Alzolay makes his major league debut as a starter. This is his first major league start tonight. How important is this in the context of the Cubs' rotation, do you think? And what are your expectations for him, given what you saw in his debut last week?
It's going to be a lot of fun. He was so good out of the bullpen. This is a little different because now he gets to sleep on it and knows that he's going to throw the first pitch of the night. The stuff is excellent. The mound presence was great. The tip of the cap when he came off the field is something that has kind of lingered in a fun way among his teammates. Clearly, he can be a pretty important piece here in the second half. You know, and he could buy himself another start depending on how well he pitches. I don't think that they want to put any pressure on him. It is just a spot start to give everybody a little bit of a breather here with this long stretch of games without off days. But he's been grinding in the minor leagues for a long time. He's had some injuries the last couple of years, and I think he feels that it's his time to be here. And I'm guessing his mindset is, I don't ever want to go back to the minor leagues. And you never know. That's the great thing about this game.
For sure. It was funny. Lynn, after the game, even Wilson Contreras, you mentioned the part about he'll have to sleep on this. And Contreras said, I'm not even going to talk to him tonight. I'm going to wait till tomorrow. I really just want him to try and relax and be as calm as possible coming into this. But you brought up earlier, Lynn, the opposite field barrage they had there in the fifth. I thought it was interesting after the game to hear Joe Maddon say, this is the type of team we can be. I don't know, you know, when this eludes us, and then when it comes back, it can disappear, and then it's there. How do they find the consistency? Because clearly they can do this when they, you know, have the opportunity.
Yeah, it was great to see. And, you know, an opposite field hit doesn't count for any more than a ball pulled. But I think it's the idea that, you know, you're not too pull conscious. You don't pull off the ball, and you stick with it. And a couple of those pitches were actually kind of middle in and kind of carved in the other direction, and give not only the Cubs a lot of credit for that, but their hitting instructors, Anthony Iaposi and Termell Sledge, who probably spend more hours at the ballpark than anyone in uniform, breaking down video and trying to get the best out of their guys. This is a team that largely lives on getting on base and hitting the ball out of the ballpark. But it is nice to know that you've got that in your back pocket, and those are the types of innings that are just devastating for the other team and that pitcher, and they were able to knock Tehran out of the game. And, you know, the Braves really needed some length because of an injury the day before to one of their starters. So being able to kind of get in that bullpen early in game one of a four-game series is always important, and to be able to get some looks at some of those bullpen arms they may see later is nice. The bottom line is you try to score as many runs as you can in any way you can do it, and if you string together five or six hits in a row, it's a lot of fun to watch, that's for sure.
Good stuff, Len. Enjoy tonight.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
See you in a bit.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.